Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you dry bones. It's Wednesday. I'm feeling good. I got my brother with me tonight, Montu Hotep. Topic, y'all know what I'm talking about. Sex, drug, rock and roll, for those who know that one. And sex, drug, and hip hop. And a lot of times, we have a tendency to blame that sex on, you know what? Bringing on that alcohol. That alcohol, they bring it out of y'all. So get ready for Montu Hotep tonight on Oshie Drop On. Coming on, but tonight we got another good show. I got my brother with me, Montu Hotep. We'll be bringing him in a few. Let me give a shout out for my brother, Brother Kaba Hiawatha Kamenei, brother known to some of y'all as Brother Booker T. Coleman. I did a wonderful job coming on Monday and sharing the knowledge about what was going on and what's happening behind the scenes with Hidden Colors and what's going on with those of you who are going to be coming to the event here in South Florida. We'll be giving you more information as it winds down, but just stay tuned or you drive on. We need some of y'all to go to the website. Website's doing well, but it can do a lot better. Click on www.drybonesconnection.com. We have all the latest updates, news, esoteric, history, latest events, cultural, worldwide, Africa, and we get it from people, not from the news, people who are in that area is sending us information so we can get an idea of what's going on around the world. That's why it's called Dry Bones Connection. I thank all everybody who's been coming through from all parts of Florida, parts of the country. We thank you, and we please hope y'all will continue to come on board and participate. What we believe is the revolution of the mind. Now, tonight, we picked a topic because this brother love. We you don't have to worry about tonight. We're going to be going hard and powerful. All my Temple Patah brothers, if you are listening on the internet, come online, give your comments, questions. We'd be more than happy to bring our brothers in and sisters as well. But we're going to start this with 670s, drugs, sex, and rock and roll in the 90s because I started in the 90s. I ain't want to go 2000 because, see, I remember 90, they were starting to mix the rock and roll and the hip-hop together. Led Zeppelin, and, you know, Aerosmith, all the greats were starting to come in from the rock and roll era and bring it into the hip-hop era through Run DMC, African Bada, and different others that was doing these things. Innovative, using musicians. I always said, I'm a musician, I always said you got to use musicians in rap, but right now they're actually doing it. Those of you in Miami, after you hear this, you know I've been saying that since I came onto the Miami scene. We got to have musicians in rap, and it happens, and it's ongoing, so it's something good to see. But, in saying all that, both the 70s, which I'm well aware of, had an element which was known. We had drugs, sex, and rock and roll. We had Ozzy Osbourne. We had AC/DC. We had groups Led Zeppelin, which I said earlier. Jethro Tull. You had some of the wild ones. Iggy Pop. Well, you know, at that time, the drug era was into the, let's just say, the hyper LSD. And then, of course, the smoke of the gods is marijuana. But all I'm saying to you is, this element has been there. Third element. Always had symbolism. Rock and roll always had the bottom. Always had the bottom. You look at some of those older albums in the 70s, bam. You'll see all kinds of satanic rituals. That's because at that time, Antoine LaVey from the Church of Satan was doing a lot of initiating of people around this country, including Sammy Davis Jr. If you were on the internet, you see our slideshow, you will see Anton LaVey, and his culture has perversely went into the rap culture. And tonight, I feel that we're going to get a lot of information on what's going on when I bring this brother on. I'm going to bring him on about 10, about two more minutes. Let me just get finished with this. But you know I got to have pure protection. We are not going to stop without the protection of the ancestors. Won't happen tonight. I'm asking the ancestors to bring upon truth tonight on what we're about to discuss. Because there's an element of hip-hop that seems to be not talked about. We're going to bring it to the truth. Justice. We're going to give everybody who's on the line tonight their just dessert, but you must be accurate to what you are saying. And justice must come to the people of the earth, period. Harmony. Let's have a conversation tonight that brings some type of understanding, wisdom to all of us who are listening. Balance. My brother going to bring it hardcore, and I'm going to back him up so we're going to have all the balance we need. Reciprocity. We believe that what is coming from above has come down, and only that energy that came down you will receive if it was in good or in bad. If you brought upon yourself by doing things to others, reciprocity shall be brought back to you. Order. I ain't got nothing to do. That's the universe. Order. Thank goodness the sun, the moon, the seven great planets that we can see stay in alignment. Otherwise, it'll be worse. And they're moving slowly as we speak. And righteousness. I can't protect nobody's morality, sensibility, because everybody came up from different background. Well, let's just say this. let's not be a fool or act a fool. And guess what? All of us will have a good time. Now, let me bring in my brother here. He's been on the show before, and actually he is downloaded at one of the highest levels on one of the shows. He's over the 1,000 mark. I appreciate this brother, one of my brothers from the spirit, from the heart, Brother Montu Hotep. How you feel tonight, brother?
Doing good, brother. And yourself?
Oh, man, I'm wonderful, man. I just know that tonight we need to bring it down because we're going to have some good guests on. We're going to have a lot of people on. But I noticed that when we get down with you, we get to get to the heart of what's going on in the real culture of where we are spent. Because many of our kids are into the hip-hop culture. Many of us are into the hip-hop culture. But we get to understand that. So let me just say this. I was reading through this article that you gave, and I noticed that I'm just going to do a quote from CeeLo. Everybody, y'all know who CeeLo is. And we're going to start it off like that. CeeLo was asked on the Daily Beast, and y'all know Goody Mob used to be talking about, guess who, looking through your window, New World Order. And I think he know more than most of us about what's going on with the New World Order in music. But he says this, quote, "We don't judge. We just acknowledge that acting and performing music are very kindred spirits. You write something down, you go into the recording booth, you react, you reenact the emotion on stage. At one point in time, there's a code of conduct, creed, and credentials. I've said this before on Twitter, but hip-hop was once the Ivy League institution. Now it has become community college. You don't need any qualifications to come on in. And, quite frankly, it can be a little embellished upon. Says, there is a low entry level and has become tumultuous and congested. And all you need to do is to be able to rhyme cat and hat, and you will become an MC. But executives, he says this clearly, executives have a lot to do with the larger agenda to emasculate and colonize. Now, that came from your boy CeeLo, and I think that's pretty interesting. He said colonize. So I'm going to let you handle it from here. Tell me what you're seeing and hearing and what's actually being done to the people with this type of talk.
Well, brother, I think what we're seeing right now with a lot of people in the industry is that a lot of times they go so deep down a rabbit's hole that they get in and they find out they're now the water's up by the ears to the eyes, it's past the nose, and they're gargling. And then now they're trying to get somebody to throw a rope to get them out. But they don't understand the contract they sign when they get with these folks. So by that time, it's too late. So they start crying out to people. And that's what you're seeing.
So that would be the real, let me ask you, because you know me and you talk about that. We hear all these people talking about contracts. But that would be the real contract. The contract that you have given your mind, body, and soul, which be something that we need to talk about a little later on, but that seems to be the real contract there, more so than anything. Where do you find, like we was talking about earlier with Bobby Hemmett, and he broke down a wonderful video on YouTube, and I found it to be very good. I'm going to send it to anybody. If you go on the website, everybody, I will repeat this all through the show. I will send you all the videos that we talk about, even from those who've been on past shows. Just email me and let me know what show you want to be given the information of. But this, let me say this. Bobby Hemmett was laying down some deep knowledge about what's going on and some of the things that he was saying was going on. Have you noticed the BET Awards? All y'all seen the BET Awards. Did you see how the dressing was for whoever is the designer? They are pinpointing our men into a certain look. Now, I know we used to wear robes and so forth, But it seems like they're going into a different look. You see the basketball players dressing in this type of look. We find out that all the rappers are behind these oligarchy designers of fashion, Tom Ford and so forth like this. Where do you find the music is being, what, manipulated to do what? Make us bigger consumers?
Well, I think that's the game of life, especially the life we live in this country. This country is gluttony. It's gluttony. It's all about consuming. Kill, 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 stomp, stomp, stomp. Eat, eat, eat. Want, want, want. I think what our people don't understand is that as a people, as African Americans, you know, I say that people get upset. Let's just give them some other names for them. Black, some of them like to be called nigger. I'm a black man, but I'm just saying. Our people used to be a people who were simple. We didn't need much. Not because we have been, our minds have been colonized and turned into now the beast. We never satisfied. We want more. And let me say this here tonight, people. Realize what these people are. I'm going to throw this out here. And this is going to be a question for you, Brother Dry Bones, after I say this. These people look for certain people to exploit. Remember, black people are the most exploited people in the country, actually over the whole world. We're the most talented people on it. I'm not saying other people don't have talent. But these people know we're the most talented people. We make more trends than any other nationality. They know this. They've known us forever. They talking about getting rid of black people. They ain't going to get rid of us. We do too much. They just want to control us. Now, after that, I'm going to add this here. Brother Drybones, I got a question.
Yes.
Do you believe vampires are real?
Yes.
Okay. Now, me and you know what I'm talking about. Now,
that's right.
What I want you to do is give me a little bit of the description of a vampire, and I'm going to give you the real vampire. And you just give me what they say in Hollywood, and I'll show you the
I'm going to give you what
give
we
give
know
me a couple things.
I'm going to give you the mythologies, suck the blood.
Give me the myth.
Out of the victims. Suck the blood out of the victims.
Okay, let's start there.
Able to.
Well, people have
that enables
let's
you.
Let's start right there. Let's start right there with the blood part. We'll start right there, then you can go to the next one. The blood. Okay? People got to understand, these vampires are different. Now the blood is powerful. They don't get to that right off the bat. That's later on down the line once they get you there. They're energy vampires. They suck your life. They feed off of you. These people are like a parasite. They're like a bad tick. Can't get off of them. So they crawl up in your hair, and they leech in, and you never know they're on there until you get so sick. Remember what you just said about Brother CeeLo? So you get so sick.
Montu, hold on. Be careful how you're talking because you're going in and out. Try to, turn your stuff down a little bit so we can hear you because you're going in and out.
Okay. All right. People got to understand how that brother's now he's getting sick because that tick has started to become a cancer. So what is happening after they suck the life out of you, you start looking in the mirror. That's going to be another vampire thing. You can't see your reflection. The person you see is not the person you used to be. What did Michael Jackson say? Man in the mirror.
Right.
You start losing who you are. These people who are, another brother put out here, and I ain't the first one to say this, culture vultures, or culture bandits. These people
Dale Jones, the book called Culture Bandit by Dale Jones out of Philadelphia. Y'all go look it up.
Okay. These people have done this through history. They've done this through history. They have moved from country to country. And it's not just one type. There's multiple ones. But they've done this always. But these people know how to target us because this is what they use against us. We've been where you've been. We've been slaves like you've been. We've been oppressed like you. How you been oppressed like me? You're the most richest people on the planet. None of these Bible scriptures get nothing of you. So,
okay. So
that's the one thing. Now, brother, what's another part about a vampire?
Vampire cannot operate in the daytime.
All right, why do they say that, people? Now, here's another one we got to understand. These people are moon people. Why do I call them moon people? Because these people can't stand the daylight. They have a very deficiency dealing with light. Now, they lie to everybody in the world, say they're the sun people. How are you the sun people? You can't never stay in the sun long enough without that. That's a lie. You're a light people. You love to be out at night. Now, these people know that power is dealing with different astrological things. That's why these people do a lot of rituals. One thing about at the end when they get ready to kill you, they need that blood. That's when you're a sacrificial lamb. So that's the other part about this. So when did I say, when do you get to the blood? At the last minute, I sucked you dry. Then it's time to take the sheep to the slaughter, or the cow to the slaughter, or the horse to the glue factory. It's time to put you in now. Now I'm finna get the ultimate amount of money off of you. Because I know when you dead, you're worth way more than alive. So that's when the blood part comes in. But these people do not like to be seen in the daytime. Why? They live in shadows. That's the other part. There's a hidden hand behind the curtain. You never see these people. Some of the people I see tonight, they still got people behind them that you will never see. So that's the other part. You got another one? Brother Drop On? Brother Drop On? Brother Drop On?
Come on back in. She reset it. Come on back in. We are back. Every time I do on the show, man, he says it's tough, and they take us off the air. Now, y'all been listening for the past few weeks, those who've been staying on the air with us, and we never have this much problem until this brother comes on, because I don't think we're saying some things. I have no idea why this happens, but hopefully we can stay on. Do I got Ms. Akilah on? Akilah, you with me? Brother Montu?
I'm here, bro.
Okay, you back. Y'all going to have to bear with me with this brother, because this brother be shaking the house up, y'all. I tell you, he had 1,000 downloads, man. Y'all realize what we might be saying is like normal people say on some of these shows, okay? They don't cut off all the big boys like we be cutting off, and I don't take that lightly, but I'm just going to tell y'all. We telling y'all, the area
breaking up, bro.
Go ahead.
All right. I took my earpiece off. All right. Well, it's going to be one of those nights again. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, bro?
Hello? So let's now, yeah, keep going. Kind of talk, right. Put your microphone down so we can hear you a little bit better, a little bit clearer.
I ain't even got my earpiece in. I'm just talking straight to the phone.
Okay, good. That's the best way to do it. Do it that way. Cool. I hear you good.
Well, back to what we were saying,
where was you at?
Quick.
Yeah.
I mean, the basic thing we got to look at is the fact that you've got the whole thing with the music industry is we have to understand that these people who are in control know that we're the most talented people on the planet. They know that we have set trends. The reason why they have went into hip-hop, because they've seen a vehicle. Now, they didn't see it at first. but their children, who are now big-time music executives and music CEOs, have always watched rap from the late 70s. They infiltrated inside of it. Okay? Their daddy was on rock. They went into rap. When they did that, they started becoming friends with a lot of these rappers, you know, that go to their shows, and they're down with them. They met a lot of them in college. And that's what they did. Now, we've got to understand these people. They're business people. They're always looking for a way to turn a quick buck. And the only way you can do that is to co-opt somebody else's dreams and use it for your own means. And that's what they've done. Now, I'm going to say a name tonight, a brother right now that's fighting against him. His name is Dame Dash. Powerful brother out of New York. He's fighting against him. He's standing up against him. But the biggest thing we've got to understand is there's black people that these people have put in front to, remember what I said, it covers them. They've got a veil over them. And they send these.
Okay, so.
Go ahead.
You said something. We got a cover on that one. You said that there's some people that is put a veil or covering. They got protection. Many of us who already know, we're going to say the names for y'all to look this up, is the Boule. So that is their covering. So keep going.
Now, what he said, that name means protect the king. Okay? Well, we know in chess, we know what the king, but we know what the queen is. Well, the queen is not a woman. The queen is property. Assets. These people don't care about no women. They care less about that. It's what they own. They call it in the old days the spoil, the booty. That's what these people care about. So they protect it at all costs. So the name he said is another power elite group of black people.
Yeah, I haven't got home yet.
Okay. They're very powerful sellouts. There's multiple organizations that they put in front of them. What we have to understand, and I'm going to use this word, everybody uses it every day, even the church folks use it, the Illuminati. I want to get this straight tonight. The real power elite people do not call themselves the Illuminati people. They don't call themselves that. The real Illuminati is the people that's sitting up there in Congress and Senate. Then there's another powerful group sits behind them that you can never see them. These people could be a part of it, and they go right behind you. You would never even know they're in it. Then there's another group that's behind them. So I want people out here who are smart, stop saying these rap boys in the Illuminati. You know what they're in? They're in a secret society in the music industry. Now, that is true. But they ain't with no power elite white folks, no Bilderberg, no Rothschild. Don't people even think about them clowns. Now, they might know some of their daughters and stuff who like their music, but they don't see them.
That's right. Like Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton was at the BET Awards. Chris Rock acknowledged her. But her father ain't hanging around none of the people. These are elite moguls, oligarchy. We told y'all what the government names were to start looking up these government names a couple shows ago. Now, the brother going, we're going to start going into even a little more deeper now. What we're seeing is that, I want to just use BET for all y'all because y'all seen this, most of y'all. BET is not owned by any black people. Yes, she's the face of BET, which is sad to say. She's done a lovely job and she's looks very lovely. But the Viacom owns BET. And then Viacom breaks off into Walt Disney and ABC and all these other entities which are controlling the music industry. Now, at the same token, we're seeing that BET, if you watch the awards with a shrewd eye and understand where we are, where we at now, they had not black business as a sponsor. There was not one black business that I remember. Somebody heard it, y'all call me in and remind me, let me know, I might have missed it, because I could blame it on the alcohol. But I did not see it. I seen State Farm, I seen Verizon. I seen some of the big boys that don't have no like hierarchy of sheriff.
Can you hear you, John? You're breaking
can
up, bro. You're
okay.
breaking up.
I ain't breaking us up, but I'm going to just say as low as I can. Nobody in the rap game is able to say they own any substantial amount of anything at all. They're mostly entertainment figureheads and celebrity commercial entities. Would you? What do you think about that?
Well, I think one thing we have to look at, I'm going to show you what I mean by that. The young boy, Jay Electric, okay? Jay Electric was going with one of the child, I think, granddaughter or something like that. I can't remember exactly. So one of them down the line. And they were worried for that boy's safety, you know. That's that, you know, he could be in trouble. Now, they... One thing we got to understand, and it's always been like this, is that these people, children, have always listened to rap. That's why they got into it in the first place. Let me show you what I mean by that. If you remember listening to Tupac's interviews, he always said, how did he get picked up? How did he get put on after Digital Underground? He said the dude, Jimmy Iovine, and a guy named Todd Field's daughter listened to Tupac's music and said, I like his music. That put the eye out. Oh, okay, he's talented. That's part of the reason why he got put on. Remember now, he was on Interscope when he left Digital Underground. And he blew up. See, these people are so powerful, you don't have to have talent. Now, Tupac was very talented. You don't have to have talent. They make you talented. They make you who you are. I want everybody to... Everybody listen out here, there's a movie I want you to go on. You can see it on YouTube or wherever. It's called The Devil and Max Devlin. That movie shows you how these people seduce people into the industry. And it shows when you sign that contract, which you're finna get conned. You know what subtract is. You're finna lose something. Contract. You've been to sign some away that you're going to subtract something to your life. I got something now on you. Always understand words, etymology of words. These people play spell games, sigils. So they understand the game and what they're playing with. But the sucker, Brother Drybon, what did they say? Barnum and Bailey said there's a fool born every day or there's a sucker born every day.
You got it.
So these people know the game, the mind game. Majority of us are just simple-minded people. We're not a researching people. Only a couple of us like that. We see everything face value. We're just a shuckle and jive people sometimes. I'm not saying other people ain't, but black people just got a good heart. So they know how to take advantage of black people. It's very easy.
Yeah.
There's only a few of us that really research that.
Yeah. Because we are good hearted.
And they know that. That's why.
That's very true. Very true. And we are good hearted people.
All over the world.
Let's go. Let's not even say this. Let's just get to that point where we're going to mix the music all together. Do you remember Cadillac Records when Beyonce? You see back then, if we do the research, that they was going to make this bigger move as it got toward the millennium because they were only giving us Cadillacs for all the money they were making. And my brother always used to say, it seemed like they've been counting us for a long time. I hope everybody, let me see, I hope I'm like the only one breaking up. Let me find out if I'm breaking up everywhere.
You break off on and on.
All right,
it's really bad.
Okay. Oh my God, we're gonna have y'all. I'm gonna let y'all know this. I have no power over these radios to do it so we can have something to talk about. I'm gonna step even further back because I believe these microphones. I don't have no control over this, y'all. So just understand that. But let's just say this. Can you hear me better, brother Montu?
Yeah, I hear you, bro. Every time I want to say this tonight. Every time we do a show talking about this, as small as this show is, you know, we're not on TMZ or nothing like that. They are so afraid. That's what I keep telling people now. Me and Brother Drybones put our life on the line against these satanic people. But if everybody stand up to these people, they're going to fall one day. One day, I hope they hear me, one day, their time coming. And we're going to have to take down some of them black folks that's with us. One day, their time is coming. I hope I'll be allowed to see it. One day, their time coming. And all them sellout Negroes and souls slapping the bed with these devils, you better run for the border when that time comes. I hope they hear this. Because when I'm going to tell people what y'all got to do. Throw that Jesus garbage out the way and get in that dark side. That dark side, they scared of that. They scared of black people in that stuff. Drop on, what's the most powerful character on the Star Wars? What was the most powerful character on that? Tell them who it was.
I can't. Say again?
Who was the most powerful character on Star Wars?
Oh, yeah. Darth Vader, wasn't he?
Darth Vader.
Yoda was powerful, too.
He was powerful, too, but he wasn't powerful than Darth Vader. I'm going to tell you what.
Right.
He was older. The only way you beat these devils, you must go on the dark side. If you don't, you will always lose. You bring Buddha, Allah, and that foolishness, you will get killed. They will kill you because they know that stuff don't work. You better come and make them shake in their drawers. That's the only way you beat these people. They are petrified of that in black people. And they know it. And
well,
I hope they hear.
Now let me make that clear to people so we can, I hope they can hear me. Now, we had a situation where I was talking to somebody, and I remember, I think Sister Omalani was on here, and she's part of the Yuba. She's part of that. Then you had the Vandoon. Most of our people do not do our rituals on TV. I have never seen at any of a war show where our people is doing the voodoo, they're doing the Yuba, they're doing the Dogon, they're showing powerful symbolism of our people on these big award shows. You making a lot of noise, somebody out there, brother. You doing a lot of moving. Are you doing some moving?
Yeah, that's me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't make some. This thing seriously picks up everything. They never show out. The minute they seen the African bottom, X-Clan, and all them wearing them symbols, they went right after hip-hop because those symbols in the hands of the youth would have been dangerous. What you think about that?
Well, let me say this here, bro. Remember we played that last time we talked, and we put that young boy, Hamilton something, I can't think of his first name, and he talked
about
this guy in the scene out there in California. Talking about he's the closest thing to God on earth in this foolishness. And then somebody actually called on the show and said they know who this dude is. That's why you got to watch. Not, I don't really care. But y'all brothers and sisters got to watch who you be talking with. There's you black folks out here dealing with these devils. You better watch who you talk to these people. These people will ride for them people, and they will kill you for those people.
Well, I'm glad you said.
Go ahead.
I'm glad you said that because also I put on here there was a rapper in Virginia who also said to himself, y'all need to go on these YouTube, Dry Bones Connection, all these other shows that have said, you're making a lot of noise, brother. I don't know what you're doing. If you can control the noise, that'd be good. They're doing a lot of ritualistic things that we take for granted. These shows, now I know, you know, the music is jamming, but the imagery is what is the problem for our youth. Because the youth is seeing this imagery, not understanding it, because we're not even explaining it, even in the nowhere that we explain the symbology to the youth. Youth has learned this basically on their own. And they come up with the conclusion, like the brother said earlier, that the Illuminati, and I will say this for everybody, the Illuminati would never have black people. Ever. Even though they're not, they would never have, these groups would never have black people in their hierarchy because they're dealing with bloodline. That's why blood is you. Now, we all heard this before, but just take a look at some of the cultural rituals around the world. You will see blood. And we have reports that I put out there by Sister Antoinette. Thank you so much, Sister. About the royal family, how they have been caught. And we just take it for granted. But these people have been caught in sexual rituals of minors to draw energy from these people, from these young people. And we are talking. Go ahead. You go right ahead.
I got to say this while we're able to, because I'm going there, all right? Did anybody hear about Brett Ratner just got pulled up on charges about pedophile ring that's going on? People don't understand that these music producers, executive music film producers, people don't understand about NABLA, okay? People don't understand that thing happened in Penn State with Sandusky. They didn't know that was a pedophile ring. And Sandusky had to be the scapegoat because they would have found all the major political people. So these people love little boys. They're sickos. And I love people get mad at me when I say this, but I promise you, and it's going to hurt people's feelings, you see a high percentage of homosexuality, you will see pedophiles somewhere in it. I'm not saying straight people don't mess with children, but if you see that, you will see this. And it ain't just men. It's women, too. Now, I'm going to step on some toes because they don't even want us to say this stuff on this show tonight. But it's time to expose to trans people. I'm talking about in the church, too, because they be trying to run away and make like that. It don't happen. It do. That's what they're doing. They have a sex ring. And they're doing massive
things
in the military and everything.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because we were doing some research. And I want y'all to look this up. Do not, like the brother said, Brother Copper said, don't just listen to me. Go look it up. That'll help me out to know that you looked it up. But here's what we find out, y'all. The symbolism is connected to a higher consciousness of the ethereal world. I'm talking about they are in another state. They are in the celestial. And these symbolisms that they're bringing down on those who are ignorant, not those who know. Those who know, you have an obligation to inform as many as you can. I ain't saying go crazy and lose your job. I ain't saying, sell your clothes, sell everything. I said just to those you find that are willing to listen, try to explain as best you can. That's on the individual who you meet. But what they're doing is they're bringing in, like he said, a dark side of the universe. The universe has a polarity of good and bad. Just because Saturn is out there, I'm going to put this out there, y'all. I did it with Michael Jackson. Saturn, if you go and find out more information, it eats its children. That's the negative of Saturn. And the positive is law and all this other stuff, but it eats its children. And you notice that all the Bible characters always are sacrificing their children. Every one of them practically is a sacrificial child giving. Even God sacrifices Jesus. Because the Saturn part is what we're not understanding because no one wants to teach. There are those, but no one wants to sit down with our people in some places and teach them some of the things because we've been taught, and you know, I'm going to let you get in on this because you've been around. We've been taught that astrology is wicked. It ain't good to know. It's the devil. And that's why we're going to have to break this cycle. What he said earlier, is the Jesus syndrome more than what we think? Or is this used to brainwash us even further? Because we seem to be in huge numbers in church and still are getting annihilated. That seems to be a problem. Go ahead, brother. On you.
Let me add this here, too. Why we have to look at it. Let me add another person named John Travolta. If everybody remember when John Travolta got had a lawsuit for him going in these little massage parlors and trying to trick out some dudes to give him something after? And then when he talked to it was a black guy, because these homos love black people. They're straight homos, so they like black people. That's why I tell black women, you better watch yourself with these white dudes that they be messing with. He told the dude in his report that he told the guy, he said, man, what you talking about, man? Do you know the things I had to do to make it in Hollywood when I was young? And that's what he told him. This is normal. This is what he told the guy. He noticed that all shut down, and a little bit after that, nothing happened to him. Okay?
Look at
how he voted back on the scene. Him and Samuel L. Jackson. Okay? It's amazing in that movie, you had a black man getting raped in the movie. Was it him and Samuel Jackson? I can't think of the movie. What's that movie they was in, bro?
Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
It's amazing that here you got Big Ben Rains getting raped in the movie. I mean, what man want to take a role like that? And he's all, if you notice, Ben Rains is in all kind of movies. He's always with Tom Cruise. He played a woman. Remember Fu Wong Chu? John Travolta played a woman. That's how they do you. They pimp you out. This stuff is going all the way back to Flip Wilson. Why was his name Flip? Because he flip-flopped. People got to understand, they exploit people. They exploit people. So that's another person. That's another person that we must understand that has been exposed. Let me throw this other name out here. Let's talk about the similarities between Elvis Presley's death and Michael Jackson's death. Talk a little bit about that, brother. That, we'll definitely get cut off the air. We say this. Watch the whole thing. Let's say something about that.
Well, you know, me, you were talking earlier, and Elvis being in the area he was in, famous, was around a lot of black people, well known for womanizing, well known for heavy drug use, but a lot of people don't know he was with the CIA, and a lot of people don't know he did covert operations for Richard Milhouse Nixon, Michael Jackson. Somehow ends up with Elvis Presley's daughter and ends up buying the rights for Elvis Presley. So I'm going to leave it where I know in, and you feel the rest of it.
Well, here's the thing we got to understand. Elvis Presley was a U.S. Marshal, too. He hung around a lot of people from his town, Memphis. He had a group called the Memphis Mafia. They were heavy in Las Vegas. He was trying to do undercover stuff, you know, dealing with the mob. Remember now, Michael Jackson handler, okay, big-time manager, Sandy Gaylor, whatever his name. You know, these people, man, I'm not putting these guys down. I'm just saying what they do. Well, Elvis Presley handler. I could get his name, but I have to go through this whole book. Kept feeding him drugs. So these people know your weakness. They know if you got a woman problem, drug problem, family problem, they exploit all your weaknesses. They're looking for your Achilles heel. Once they find your Achilles heel, then they know where to strike. Once they know how to strike you, then they know how to control you. That's the game. It's just like the brother Rick Ross got this thing out, his new album called Mastermind. These people are master manipulators. They know the biggest muscle on the body is the brain. Black people don't use their brain, not even 10%. It might be 1%. It might be half of that. Because what black people got to understand is going to college and getting an education, they ain't educating you. They're putting stuff in you. They ain't drawing them out and making you better. They're making you a robot so you don't think. I'm not putting out on college people. I've been to school a little bit. I ain't going back. But it's a game, people. Majority of people I've met ain't been no smarter. It's just a training.
Yeah.
It's teaching you how to deal with society and work. That's all it does.
And I want everybody to realize what he just said about the using 10%. There's a movie coming out with Morgan Freeman about this white woman who's able to use 100% of her brain. It's coming out soon. You'll see the trailer. And she's able to do phenomenal things. She's able to go into the hypersphere, which is what some of the ancients was able to do, because this age, and we're going to go into some of this information because we're at the top of the hour. If you want to get on this conversation, we will allow for some questions and some, you know, comments. We'd like for your comments to be brief as possible. 2 minutes I usually give everybody, please. 2 minutes is very long on radio. But this movie has what we've been hearing about, that our people was able to do, the ancients. I'm going to say the ancients were able to do with their brain, because at that time, we are not the same people that we are now. And I noticed that they are coming out with this type of information either through rap or through acting. And these are considered some of the mainstream utilizations of propaganda. So you go there with how the propaganda and rap is actually being used in your estimation as doing what, as far as where they're going with it at this point.
Well, let me show you something, people. I think you're going to see it. Remember back in the days in the 70s, and I think this maybe late 60s, more 70s and early 80s. You remember when y'all were doing that backmasking or turning backwards, okay? And they were in there, and they were, I call it lacing, but there's another name for it, where they lace certain lyrics up under it. You couldn't hear it. It's like undertone stuff up under. Well, if you would go to, like, Drake's song with Lil Wayne called Believe Me, at the end, they're literally turning the music back. Now, that stuff doesn't affect me. It's supposed to be subliminal. It's supposed to have a hidden message. Really, to be honest, a lot of that stuff is bull crap, because you can turn anything backwards and hear something. But they know they're feeding off people's fears. So if you could scare a person who's deaf, dumb, and blind, don't know nothing, you could scare them. That gives them power. They feed off fear. That's all they feed off of. That's their game. Like I say, a vampire. Remember, people, there's another thing about the vampire. There's an old saying, he can't come in your house unless you let him in. That's the same way with this stuff. If this stuff scares you, they got their interest. Now, I got you. But if you strong-willed it, they just move away from it. They say, well, he ain't stupid. Let's go to the next one.
Right. And that's the big thing. Sheep, y'all. Sheep is considered by most symbolism as gullible. And for many in the Bible to be saying to themselves, I am the Lamb of God, that is a serious connotation. That means you are for slaughter. Even stipulate that the slaughter of lambs as being gullible. So we have to realize what we are calling ourselves when we go into this word play and this word magic that we consider as calling ourselves, because we use the attributes of these words. Now, I'm going to ask you something, brother, because we're going to start. We're still early. We got a whole hour left to go. So I know you do. Let me just say this. Now, we've been watching this rap game, and you said something about about a little bit of the 70s. We've been noticing that even in rock music, in the 70s, Black Sabbath, AC/DC, litany of old-time rockers, Ozzy Osbourne, when he came on the show, you had Styx. These names that that these rock groups took, come to find out when you do the research, Led Zeppelin and them were actually doing some of the rituals with Aleister Crowley. He taught them how to do the albums backwards. If you do some of the research, you'll find out that Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, all of them were using magical, which is considered abracadabra, wordplay, and they would turn the albums backwards. You can see that Satanist, Antoine Levine, he's even hanging with Sammy Davis Jr., everybody. And Sammy Davis Jr. is with him, hung in the Church of Satan. Now, we're going to get to that same thing a little later, because he's not in the pitchfork. But do you see how they transferred it right from rock and roll into hip-hop? I mean, just as bold as ever.
Well, here's the thing, bro. What we got to understand is these people are dealing with high magic, okay? Majority of people don't really know nothing about the world. These people on Sunday don't know they're doing high magic, too. They really think they're doing something. They really don't know what they're doing. But you can't tell them nothing because they swear they know everything. So majority of people don't understand. Like you just said, abracadabra. That's a Hebrew word that's dealing with power, words of power. They have given us certain things as children that are spells, and our people have no clue what they're doing. Have no clue what they're saying. Just believe in anything these monsters tell them. And then you try to tell these idiots, and they swear they know something. Then you just laugh at them and say, okay, well, go to the slaughter to the devil. He's going to kill you because you don't have no clue what you're talking about. He's going to lead you right down this sheet. Go right ahead. And that's what I'm saying about tonight. Some people are going to radiate in their soul, and they're going to hear this and say, okay, I see what he's saying. Then you're going to have some retards who go, I don't believe that. That's that conspiracy stuff. That's that made-up stuff. And then the real devil behind say, ooh, that's them. Yeah, I like them dummies. Smart ones, let's make sure that they don't talk to nobody else. And that's what's so scary about this. The ones who are scary and believe a lot of stuff, those, I call them hidden agents. Those people will go back and tell these monsters on you, thinking they're saving you, and they're going to get you killed. It could be mama, sister, whatever. They'll say, I don't know what he involved with. He talking this conspiracy stuff. Go right to these satanic people. Tell them. These people say, oh, don't worry. He just a little confused. And next thing you know, you fired from your job. Your house is gone because these idiots and went and told these white folks. Oops, I'm sorry. Could be black folks too. And these people work for these people. These people work for these satanic people. But these idiots think they're good people because they put on a front. You know, so that's why it's dangerous out here. It's real dangerous. Your enemy can be like
you heard me mention. You heard me mention the other day. I said, you know, I had the brother on, Brother Kaba, and one of the persons in his book was George G.M. James, Stolen Legacy. Highly acclaimed book for us, but not by the people he wrote it for. He went to Plain Bluff, period, I think Plain Bluff, Arkansas. He don't even have a plaque in the college based off what he gave up. Now, he was killed. And those of you who know, he was killed. His throat was slid from ear to ear.
Now, let me say all these brothers that stole this craft know that who killed him. And I bet you it wasn't no white folks. That was never black folks did that. Why them black folks did that? Because they are nothing but agents for these devils. They're nothing but agents. And I'm going to say what Farrakhan said. Now, I ain't no Farrakhan super fan, but I do respect it. Sooner or later, them Negroes are going to have to be dealt with. Them sellout Negroes in those fraternities, all of them. They're going to have to be dealt with because those are the Negroes that will die for the white folks. And they will have to be dealt with one day. They will have to be dealt with like Harriet Tubman dealt with her husband when he was going to go out and sell out and have them all. She put a bullet to his brain and said, it's bigger than your dumb behind, and left him behind right there. You can't worship the devil and worship God. You can't serve two masters. And these idiots are worshiping these people. So it ain't all of them because some of them want to help us. But those Negroes are going to come on our side or they're going to stay on their side. It's going to be one or the other. They're going to get dealt with one.
You know, we've been talking about that. We've been talking about that, and I tell everybody, and, you know, since this is a think tank mentality going on, everybody thinking, I tell them that a think tank, think tank don't have no pussified conversations. A think tank be in there. They be trying to put it down with whatever their agenda is, they're going to make their point. They're going to be screaming. But at the end of the day, that think tank is supposed to come out with the solution. Well, black folks have a tendency who do not want to go into a thinking process because we've been taught not to think. And so when we bring up tough discussions, tough questions that needs tough answers, we have a problem. Our brain freezes. And that's called Sister Ngoni told me that name. I can't think of that name, but that name was given for a reaction. You automatically Shield yourself. Now, what is the problem, black people? Let's talk for instance. The brother just made some valid points. We have a bunch of money amongst us. We've been hearing that for years. But then we get confused. Our economists say one thing, and then we get people who say another. Now, I'm going to deal with, and you help me out here, brother. We have heard Claude Anderson for years been telling us that he's going to, that we're underclass. And yet, they start an organization, they do it as a 501c1, which is connected to, instead of doing a trust. Now, we have heard this trust conversation go up. Black folks at the richest level have not put together any type of trust. So we obviously having a problem with that conversation because no one wants to sit down and say, why aren't the richest people putting the trust in for us? Then we got people who are talking about reparations. And we have the rappers. Some of the rappers talking about that in the early 90s. You know, they were all conscious about that. Somehow John Conyers Jr., who had me in the streets collecting reparations all over the place for Encova back in the day, somehow that fell apart. I'm naming names tonight. Carrie Meeks was the congressperson. Somehow reparations didn't happen to go to her doorstep. Then, and the only reason I'm saying this, brother, because you heard Brother James Trafficking on the show 2 weeks ago, the brother who gave that speech about all that we talk about now, how this ain't a country, how this is a corporation. And them same niggas, because we going hardcore tonight, them same niggas that was in there in 1993, when that man gave that speech that was in Congress today, should be automatically taken out, y'all. I'm talking about not just, I'm talking about from the office, so don't get it twisted. They should be taken out of office by us doing a mandate to get them out. How could they listen to this brother, James Trafficking of Ohio, a good old white boy, Pittsburgh Steelers football player, and you sit there and tell me you heard this speech, and we talking about the trust, we talking about bankruptcy, we talking about abolishing the Federal Reserve, and now one of those niggas, man, in the Congressional Black Caucus, piggyback, jumped upside down on his side. Tell me what you think of all that that's going on with these so-called people.
Let me say this here tonight, and this is why everybody's got to understand this. I'm going to go back to what I said, dealing with fraternities, dealing with a lot of our college, young college men and women coming out. Those places are institutions. You got to understand what an institution is. Institutions deal with your mind, higher learning. Majority of people you were just talking about in that Black Caucus, I promise every last one of them, higher learning, college, in some fraternity, I can tell you why they weren't going to help them. Because those niggas are brainwashed by the time they get through high school, hit college, everybody's brainwashed as dumb as a $3 box of rock. They don't know nothing about themselves. And when they get into that Congress and that Senate and the House, they just number butt-licking Negroes. That's all they is. They ain't got a lick of power. If that white man walking in there, they almost pee on themselves. Now, they'll get tough until somebody give them that get-right call and scam out their drawers and say, hey, I got a picture of you with a little old kid. Or if your wife know that you some punk that night wearing dresses, and they will literally shut down. So they know they want to go back. They let that white man just go out there and hang himself. Because them Negroes is chumps. I tell you right now, I'd rather have them crazy little boys up in Chicago than them clowns, because them boys would do it. These clowns, with all the education, ain't going to do nothing but run their big mouth and try to look cute and drive a Cadillac and have a house. And that's all they're going to do.
And they're in the District of Columbia. We're all, and then I'm talking to everybody tonight. My Moore's brothers who are out there. You know, this is another thing. I didn't see none of the Moore's jump in on that speech. This is 1993. This is a congressional record. This is in the congressional records, and yet there's no rally for that. So I'm kind of thinking, you know, a lot of things seem to be made up. And I think that this rap culture, along with a lot of things, have actually, to my opinion, I'm going to ask all y'all who want to get online because we're gonna keep this going. Is this a facade? Is hip-hop just a facade to keep us stupefied to believe that we got something going on because we got some rappers with gold on and riding fancy cars that nobody in the hood can possibly get? I want y'all to know, everybody, Detroit, and I'm going to let the brother jump in back in here. Detroit, everybody, go online, look it up on Drive On. Detroit has called in the UN because they can't pay their water bill. And they shut the water off on Detroit residents. Now, you tell me, Eminem from Detroit. I ain't heard one thing from Eminem. I ain't heard one thing from Dr. Dre, who controlled Eminem. Or Eminem probably controlled him. Who knows the hell?
Yeah, it's the other way around.
Yet they made a movie called 8 Mile. And yet, the black man by the name of Reverend Pinckney, who's out there screaming to save. And we got some niggas that want to analyze that. Like, he shouldn't be trying to scream. If he didn't scream, y'all, guess what? It'd probably be total genocide in Detroit and Michigan and Bell Harbor.
Hey,
but thank goodness, some people. Go ahead.
Let me say this real quick. When you just said about, Dr. Dre over Eminem, and I said maybe the other way around, Let's drop this here. Have you noticed you ain't never heard how much money Eminem got? They always talk about the mother rappers. You ain't never heard about nowhere about really how much he has. When they do that Forbes and all that richest rapper, you never hear about how much he has. I wonder why that.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, Eminem has never. Let's just take a look at this right quick. We know that right now there's two big people in that is white that I know, unless you know somebody else. I just know Eminem. And Eminem is almost a misogynist masculinity. That's what it means. Misogynist masculinity. He ain't going to tell you that, but that's why they want to be called Eminem. Misogynist masculinity. These are the forces that is propelling the hip-hop world into this cataclysmic disaster that is going to end up in. And I'm saying it. We create good. We create evil. We have created hip-hop. Hip-hop has destroyed the good. Back in the day, we used to have a good time and laugh and joke, have all our nice little sneakers on and have a good time laughing and paying and leave the party clean. They infiltrated hip-hop in the 90s. These niggas bringing guns. Our children, I'm going to talk about Miami. Miami just had a shooting in Pork and Beans, where they shot up 23 apartments, killed 2 people, and injured 7 more. And they didn't even get the people they were supposed to hit. They just shot up. And this is probably, going to be honest with you, they just probably got high, juicing up, and they ride, and then they go up and play this movie that they seen probably on a hip-hop video. Let's talk about a little bit of something, y'all. Like the man said, I'm going to go with what your boy just said, CeeLo. CeeLo said that they embellish a little bit. Let's be honest, y'all. Most of these rappers went to school. Some of them went to college. And they was told to come out because they had talent. Man, these brothers can't spit. They got some good lyrics. They got some good... Understand? But these lyrics are told now to go into this drug trade that they were never really, really in. If they want to talk about selling some bags of weed, I can go there and say that. I can say that for sure. Anybody know me, I can say that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But to act like you're doing kilos with Noriega, I mean, now you done lost your damn mind. And knowing you got a security job. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. So are they embellishing to what? Make our kids to want to be criminal-minded. What you think?
Well, I think one thing, I sent you that letter that I know we talked, they were trying to say it's a fake letter. But we have always been heard about that. They knew what they were doing when they brought gangster rap in. Every time that we see this stuff, we see these culture bandits right behind these folks every time, always. And it's very strange how here we got fight the power, public enemy, you know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, NWA kicks in. Now, NWA did have a little political stuff they wanted to do, but it was still gangbanging. And nobody on the East or the South see that many high-power weapons. They were showing high-power weapons on your MTV rap. I'm talking about silencers. I'm talking about barrels on there. These Negroes around here ain't seen no stuff like that. So they were perpetuating the drug trade and the gangbanging to people that would never seen anything on the West Coast. Never really. Then you had colors come out. This ain't by mistake. These people sit in boardrooms and say, okay, what food are we going to explore this week? We know we got the religious people. That's easy. They're stupid. So, okay, who else we want to explore? We need some new private prisons. Okay, we're getting ready to privatize. We're going to sell that out to the big business. Mind you, a lot of judges are invested in this. Wink, wink. White guy told me that. Not no black person, because you know black people said they don't believe that. They knew it was coming. And guess what? Your man that shoots some balls and used to dunk everywhere. Oh, just guess what I'm talking about. He's retired now. He's invested in private prison. MJ. Not the one that died. Now, these Negroes has got back on trees. Now, here we got to look at the music. I mean, how you going to give money in a scope? How you going to give money to a young boy out of Chicago where they're killing people, 30 people a day? How you going to give them millions of dollars with these crazy lunatics? It's okay, give it to them, because these niggas going to kill some more niggas. We bring them out to California for another whole bunch of killers. No problem. We get them in the sex shop. They're already crazy, having running trains on stuff, sucking the energy from these clowns, exploiting them. These people are straight vampires. And I'll be honest, I say it again, I hope I'll be allowed to see them fall. I hope I'm not falling
in. That to me is going to be something that I believe is coming to be forged. Let's just take what's happening so people don't think we're just making things up and talking off the top of our heads. Like anything else, all nations have their own crime wave. But you can see that for some reason, we magnify. Now, the fact that we magnify should make everybody a little bit nervous. But here's something crazy. They're about to legalize marijuana. At the same time they legalize marijuana, you know how many brothers is in jail for marijuana charges that didn't do nothing violent? Now, if they build them prisons, y'all, listen carefully. Let me see if y'all are real smart out there. If they build them prisons with shareholders that are connected to Wall Street, that means the shareholders only going to invest when they think money is going to be provided. So y'all be the smart ones here and tell me, how in the hell are they going to deal with all these brothers that's in jail on non-violent drug charges? At the same time, they're going to legalize marijuana in most parts of this country. And the rappers, you know the rappers, they've been in, and the rockers, this has been promoted. That's why tonight's show is drug, sex, hip-hop, rock and roll. If they're going to be doing this, how that's going to affect the prisons, you think?
Well, let's look at it this way. If you got people, mass amount of people incarcerated over weed, I'm going to tell people right now, they are not going to allow black folks to manipulate that business. I'm going to tell you why. Because they've been manipulating the weed business forever. So when
right.
black folks get involved in this, watch what happens. Now, here's the thing. You're going to legalize marijuana. You got niggas in jail on that. That's going to be a whole other thing. So people have to understand that when they open the door for this, there's got to be some reaction they're looking for. There's got to be something that is going to be a counteract or something that's going to throw off something else again. So when you look at this, what is their real end results? What are they really trying to do? Okay? They may if you took away illegal drugs from this economy, this thing would probably go in the hole. These people,
that's right.
These people make money off illegal drugs. Do you think they let Negroes sell that little dope and the Mexicans sell that little dope? These people, the military does that, people. Sorry. I know you're talking about America free and all that foolishness. The military is part of this stuff. There's tons of nations they go on. They know nothing what they're protecting. They're protecting certain poppy fields and stuff. These people in the army ain't nothing but automatons, robots.
Well, let's go there.
Let me take this here, John Bone. Do you believe in robots?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We know what we're talking about. I'm talking about MK Ultra. I'm talking about where I can control your mind, say one little tweak to your brain, and you already programmed me. You literally go off and do it. And then when I hit that other trigger, you come back and say, oh, man, I killed everybody? That's a robot. That's real. That's mind control. That's why they had to go in and infiltrate Aleister Crowley and take his stuff. The government infiltrated him. People have no clue. Do people know when they send their children to the military? Do they even know? First of all, when you send them to college, that's another one they brainwash. Then you send them to the military, and they don't brainwash. If you go too deep in it, you're going to be gone. My dad was in it.
Well,
he was going so far. Military. So you only go so far. Go ahead, bro. Hey, can you hear me, Jawbone? Well, I don't know if everybody, I can't hear Jawbone. That's the reason why I went. Somebody tell me, say, keep talking. Well, if you can still hear me, let me just drop this stuff. People got to understand three things, people. With BET, the two powerful people there, Stephen Hill and Deborah Lee, two very powerful people. They are a part of this system. I want to say this here if you can still hear me. Why did that young boy, Trey Song, explode? Go look at the BET. Go back and look at the BET Awards, and you'll see where his career took off. And, I mean, everybody tell me to keep talking. That boy's career took off. If you see how the way Stephen Hill looked at Trey Song, you'd be like, my God, he's looking through the dude. Right after that BET, go back and look at it. It's when they gave an achievement award to Prince. That boy's career took off. It took off for a reason that they had got behind him, and that man, Stephen Hill, had a liking for that boy. They brought him in. All of a sudden, his career exploded. Just go back and look at it. His manager, Kevin Lyons, go look at some of the pictures between these guys. These are the backdoor treaties they're doing, people. This is the stuff that they're doing. The boy is talented, but they needed another guy to take R. Kelly place. And what they did, he came in. That's what they need. Why is he shut up all the time, man? People got to understand the sickness that these people are in. And I'm just saying these names tonight where people understand. Quincy Jones, very powerful dude. He's been knighted, super powerful. He was never in Michael Jackson's corner in the end. He let him go. See, when they take your hands off of you, the killers can come after you. When they take their hands off of you and they say, get him, like they did Martin Luther King, I can't think of the president. Lyndon B. Johnson, I think, was the president. LBJ. When he stopped messing with Martin Luther King, he was marked for death. So we got to understand that these powerful elitist people, when they get ready to take you out, you'll be looking at, they'll have you thinking you're crazy, they'll have you thinking that people are trying to kill you, which they are. They'll make you look like you either they'll put that stuff, you're a molester, or they're tearing at your skin. They'll do all kind of stuff to destroy your name. They want to get you crazy looking. Remember Whitney Houston? In the end, she looked real crazy. She wasn't crazy. She knew they was trying to kill her. And she knew that she had people around who was trying to kill her. John Lennon, they killed John Lennon. Sam Cooke killed Sam Cooke. Pimp C out of Houston. We're talking about Atlanta with all them homosexuals. Killed him. People, they all, he just died from syrup. How does a man, they find him in there with a suit on and everything on, and all of a sudden, he just died from syrup. scissors. So we got to look at all of these things and understand why these people are dying. Princess died. Why did she just die? This woman just died. And then dies in a tunnel with an Arab guy. And we still can't get pictures of what happened inside the tunnel. Cat Williams is talking about he's crazy. Then all of a sudden he backs off and he's back in the movie. So we got to look at a lot of things and see what's going on.
Hi, brother.
Hello.
Yes, hi, how are you?
How you doing?
This is Akilah. This is Akilah. I was just I'm calling and try to help you out until Dry Bones get back on. I am really enjoying the show. You touched on so many different subjects.
Well, I'm trying, sister. One thing I wanted to say, I'm glad you're here to help out, because I felt like I was talking to myself. I wanted to drop the name of John Todd. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. John Todd, if people look this up, this guy here was one of the ones who was inside the music business and found about what they do with the backmasters, what they do. They go into rituals. They put these stuff on the reels, and they pray over, and they do these different type of rituals over the stuff. He exposed all of it. The problem is he started telling people, this is how deep this stuff is. He went to the people, went to the church, didn't know that these people were infiltrated the church too. Found out, they're like, oh, shoot. For a while, people thought the man was dead. He wasn't dead. They had this man in a mental asylum. He just not too long died. Had him locked up in a mental asylum. And how do I know that's true?
Wow.
If people go back and look at this movie with Angelina Jolie, they did a movie called The Changeling. I don't know if you've ever seen it. And it was written
by Margaret
Fulton, called The Changeling. Okay? And it deals about an old case in Los Angeles, about a kidnapping and murder case. The lady, Angelina Jolie, it's based on a true story, where back in the old days, when men, this is how sick, I ain't saying black men are sick, I'm just saying, these are sick people. When they wanted to get rid of wives and just don't want to be with them, they had women, they would put them in a insane asylum. They have them just like the witch hunt. They want to get rid of, oh, she a witch. Next thing you know, the people, they take her, she gets hurt. They literally did this. And it ain't that old, it was like 1928. And that's what the movie was dealing with. How they could pick people, put them in a psych ward, and just make like they just disappeared. So that happened to John Todd. He didn't know how deep this was. He didn't know that when he signed these contracts with these people, you in it for life, buddy. Blood in, blood out. There is no, you know, this ain't even like no gangs on the street. You might just leave. You ain't leaving these people. Not in time.
So that's pretty much how they're handling the music industry. When you were saying earlier, when they sign the contract, they're signing pretty much their whole rights over their life into the powers of the
But we do it every day. We sign contracts every day, and it's the same con. It's kind of easy when you do a car or something, or you do a house or something.
But let me ask you this in reference to contracts, because I deal with contracts. How do you feel about a contract when you're in a business relationship and you put a contract together? So I know that you said an etymology of contract. We haven't looked into that, but what if you draw up a contract and it's a mutual agreement between you and the other party for the sake of understanding?
I think that there are good contracts and a bad contract. The problem is, are you meeting each other as equals? The majority of people that come into these contracts, these big companies and these big moguls, they're not coming in as equals. They're coming in where the person is the sheep and the other person is the slaughterhouse. And they know they don't have any power. They know they don't have any real money. The lawyers, they're going to get their own lawyers to represent them, but that's how the game is done. You're not going to get your lawyer.
Okay.
I'm going to get your lawyer. Remember the thing with TLC? They come to find out the lawyers dealing with Pebbles and Babyface were the people that work for them. These football players, the lawyers,
for the team.
So basically what you're saying is when they're going into this music industry, they're not going in there educated to negotiate a proper contract. Because I know, yeah, I've heard a lot of entertainers losing money, and especially the boxing industry as well, that most people, they're, like you said, they came from a poor background. So when they're actually, you know, feel like they hit the jackpot with their industry, they don't have the proper lawyers or advisors to make sure that they negotiate a proper contract. So are you suggesting that, because people that get into this industry, they get into it, of course, because they have love for the music industry. They, you know, this is their dream.
But all this
ritual and all this thing that's going on. I mean, what should someone do that wants to get into this industry, knowing that it's so much it's crooked, is you know, a lot of ritual,
yeah,
sacred things going on.
Let me tell you what's the best way to go.
Thank you. Thank you, sister. I appreciate both of you. I'm back. Thank you. I'm going to keep you online, Akiva. Go ahead and ask the question, sister.
Okay. The best way to be on the back end. Be a producer. Be a songwriter. Okay? You control a little bit more. One thing I will say about, let's say, Neo was a songwriter first. Now, really, he was a singer in a group. But his real passion, he was a writer, too. That's where you really want to be, because you kind of own what you write. See, they can't steal that off the bat. They can't get it, but they know you wrote that. You see what I'm saying? The real money is the producer, the writers. Those are the real times. They'll keep you, and you'll never be seen, but you'll make all the money. Look at this. Candy, who is on Real Housewives of Atlanta, she made her money really off of, really, to be honest, because Jermaine Dupri beat them girls down. They got a little money, but not no real money. She made her money really writing. That's what she did it. You know, she wrote
T.I.'s wife. T.I.'s wife made her money too the same way, off of writing songs with SWV.
Exactly.
Let me ask you something. Thank you. And y'all stay on, sister. I'm gonna bring more people in a minute. So because who I want to get in this conversation, and who your hands are up, I'm gonna bring y'all in, because you know we get to the top of the hour. We have a lot of y'all know these shows are controlled not by me, by Blog Talk Radio, and even though you're on equipment that should not have problems, it seems to have problems. Anyway, back to where we were at. Thank you, sister. Do you think, man, with all that's going on, let's tie this into what the regular person, because the regular person, children, is following this. Let's just take a young sister and a husband together, kids about 15 and 16, 17, that era, they listen to this music, and it has a more of a lower, y'all know it, y'all heard this from many people, that the music is pulsating at a low level. How do we help these families whose kids just seem to just be fantasized by this type of lyrics? We weren't that way. We would listen to it and still like, hell, we got to go get us some money. You know, we knew we had to do what we had to do. These kids think they can actually do some of these things these rappers doing and not realize that's pretty much unattainable at this present time in their lives. Unless you're going to steal and sell drugs. So how do you figure that how you deal with the family members that we think we should have something for to tell them how to deal with these young people?
Well, I think it all starts at home. It starts getting back to basics. But what they've done is, because of the drug, crack cocaine, destroying the black family, you've got so many young sisters, single mothers. And this has been a couple, two, three generations now. So you have now, they have a breeding ground to just find these kids. I hate to say it, they understand that our women out here, because the men ain't there, got to work and all this, so the children are just open season. So if you got a down and out mother,
I'm just using this for example, out of Chicago, the boys they signed. She's gonna say, go ahead and sign it, son. I'm broke. Or he's gonna be like, I gotta help my mama. I'm out here serving, selling, robbing. I'ma just take it, even though it's a 360 deal. That's all they're giving now. 360 means everything. That's a circle. Okay? That means I control everything. You go on a show, tour, I got that. You sell merchandise, I got that. You got album sales, I got that. And then at the end, the pie, let's just do a pie. Where's you at? Whatever I probably gave you. Or if you're in a contract, you don't get nothing after your advance, after I gave you advance. But that $9 million I gave you, that's advance. You got to pay me that too. So you're already in the hole. By the time I suck you dry for about 6 albums, you old news. We got the new goofball. You see what I'm saying? Unless they go do some backdoor stuff, like Puffet, a lot of these little Negroes do. See, once these devils get you in the door, they show you 3 doors, everything in 3s. Okay, they might let you peep that first door. Okay, you've been in it for a little bit. That second door, you got to do a little bit more to get that second door. You get real desperate, you do that second door. Now you're already in there fully. Oh, that third door, we got you. You're already my slave because I got pictures of you. Remember that movie with Denzel Washington? I can't remember. It was an old movie. And how they got him and tied him up and had that woman laying all over and taking pictures? That's how they do you.
Right.
They get the compromising position with some hooker. Now they transvestite the porn. And they take them pictures of you or have you do something very nasty. And then they hold that over your head. I'm going to tell you something right now. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, wouldn't that be like they're using sex magic as well? We were going to do a show, and I still probably will, on the sacred semen. It seems that sex is always going to be used because that is the most powerful elixir on the planet, period. There's nothing higher, y'all. Don't get yourself twisted. People get high to have sex. They don't have sex to get high. They get high from the sex, but they going, when most people know, whatever you do in life, the bottom line is the sex. And they're dealing with the 5 senses of all human beings, or humanity, period, and dealing with them. They seem to have that under control. And by us not discussing this on how they're using it, it seems like we're falling more prey to these attacks. I'm going to ask you all the question. And I know you know, brother, but I'm going to bring a few people in. You said something about being brainwashed early. And I'm going to tell you, every one of you on this phone has been brainwashed or are still brainwashed. Don't fool yourself. That's everybody that you know because you were taught from an early age. You didn't come out knowing. You didn't came out that this is, you was taught. The words that they have played on us, y'all, and I know teachers may not understand this, but I'm a kid, and I got this from Yafabe, not me taking all credit for anything. A-E-I-O were the vowels that was told to us in the English language as the main vowels in putting language, putting the words together. Well, that's an acronym, y'all, and I'm not going to tell y'all what the acronym is, but if y'all go look up the acronym, just punch in the symbolism of A-E-I-U, you will find out this will lead you back to the kingdom that we talked about earlier, Austria, Bavaria, Transylvania, Ukraine, all those areas, the Habsburgs, that we're talking about. These are the areas that have produced the vowels that we speak and teach each one of us, because all of us learn these vowels as the principal language builder. And when you find out what they understand, I hope y'all come back on Dry Bones Connection with the vengeance with more people. And I credit it to listening to my studies with Yafa and different people who have put the etymology together. Remember, rap is words. It raps is words, y'all. And that's the most powerful thing is that word. And they fear that word being permeated into people's minds that can create positivity. So it makes sense for them to take control over this venue called rap or hip hop. And you know, you got so many brothers, y'all know, and y'all get them, start bringing the people in. Y'all know this. How many of y'all realize that many of us who are even our 50s are still affected by rap music, if not even getting older, because it started so early. Started when we was in high school with KRS-One, the Funky Bunch, and the Treacherous Three, and all them back in them days, and we had a good time listening to that music. But I'm gonna bring some people in, and let me go ahead and make a comment, Brother Montu, before I look at the board. I got four of you are in the queue, and we'll bring you in shortly. Go ahead, Brother Montu, make your comments and tell them what you want to know before we start bringing people in here.
Well, I think the whole thing, we got to look at what we've been able to talk without the interruption that has been always every time we do shows like this.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you exactly what these people, I know they listen to me, let's be real. That's why I keep getting messed up. They'll listen to me and Brother Drybone and say, man, I don't know who this Montu dude, you know, he ain't touching enough people to make a difference. We need to get in touch with this guy. He's pretty sharp. He knows what's going on. I've seen them, actually, I ain't going to say the guy's name. These people will send letters to you. Once they find who you are, they'll try to solicit you. They want somebody that's smart enough to know the game. They want you. They say, listen, it's just like a recruiting. See, these power leaders, people with their society, you don't look for them. They look for you. They want
that's
the
right.
Sharpest one. The dum-dums, they don't want them. They got them under control. The sharp dudes and women who see the real and know how to pull the veil back and see the lie, they want you. They want you on their think tank. Are you saying they got no people at the Tavistock Institute? Go and look on their website. People very intelligent. So they'll hear me. They'll try to find out who I am. They ain't going to kill me. They say, hey, he ain't touching nothing. We want him. We want him on our team. Because he's not stupid. He's not an idiot. That believes everything. And that's what I want people to understand. People, there's very few people that think. The majority of people, they don't think. They don't read. They don't think. They just don't. They don't read. Nope. They read one book, and that's it. I ain't going to say what the book is. I don't want to hurt people's feelings. They barely read that.
Yeah.
Read
that's,
right.
You know, that's nothing so bad. We're going to do some shows on that because as the year gets closer down, like I just said before, everybody, and we're going to be talking about a little bit of everything. If y'all want to stay on the line, we will stay on the line because of the interruptions. I hope brother can stay with us. I know it's getting to the top of the hour. But let's ask everybody who wants to get in. Let's just take what's been going on right now. We have one of the coolest presidents that we can probably say we had. He black, he cool, he smooth. He almost got that rap persona. You know how to deal. He doesn't do everybody. Because they know we have that persona, y'all. And it's easy to get their agenda across because we are a magnetic conduit people. People connect to us. And so we were told that we may not be going back to Iraq. But you know what? More troops are going, y'all. And, you know, when we do this thing about studying, the word is when you increase knowledge, you increase sorrows because you start to see what the rest don't see because you start to find out that you are not in the real world. This is a fake world, and it hurts, but you have to deal with it because you now realize that you got to maneuver through this thing, and you have to be able to manage yourself through all this that you're going through and not lose your mind in this because they want your mind to be lost so they can receive it and retrieve it. And once they retrieve your mind, you ain't getting it back, y'all. I'm letting you know that right now. That's why so many of our people have a hard time getting to the truth because their minds is can't retrieve it no more. They're out there. And no matter how, they loving people. It could be your mom, your sister, your brother. You still got love, but you can't reach nobody because they don't even want to hear none of this or hear anything that's close to it. And it's not about money because there's no money. It's not about property because you don't own no property. Not about none of that. It's about the human experience of us growing to the next level that is the progression that all people must go through. Now, I'm going to get this brother in, sister in. Now, I'm going to bring y'all in. I got 8848. You in the mind. I got 1877. You in the line. I believe this is and I'm going to give everybody up until I'm going to go down the line. I'm bringing in 9240. I'm bringing in 7777. Now, I'm going to start with 8848. Give us what you want, what you heard, what you think about what you heard, and, of course, try to make it as brief as possible. But stay on the line.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the next one after you finish.
First of all, thank you for the show. Thank you for the brother. Thank you for your information. I just wanted to touch up with Sister Akila. I don't know if she's still on the line.
Yeah, she's there. She's there.
Sister. Okay, she asked a question in reference to what would be the best ways for, like, an artist to kind of, like, get some, take control, right, of all this, since there's contracts involved in it. The best way is artists has a publishing, their own publishing company. And even when they go inside a studio to do a studio work, they should record what's going on, and then they can go back and they can retrieve it, and they could put it into their publishing. Because in the future, if they come and they try to, excuse my language, screw you over as an artist, you know, you have that to back you up. So a lot of the reason why, one of the reasons why the record companies, the major record companies have been afloat is because of their publishing sector or department that they have. Because
right.
when you are when you have your publishing, your you can lease your work, you can it provides for royalties to come in as an artist, and they know this. So
go ahead, make your point. I'm gonna try to bring that person in, but yeah, stay on the line. I'm gonna keep going because you mentioned royalties. Go ahead, Akila. I'm gonna let you in. Go ahead, finish.
One of the things that they make you do when you sign a contract, okay, is they have you take your material and give it to their publishing company. If you do that, that's it. Okay, you can sell all the CDs that you want, but the music is no longer yours. The material that you wrote is no longer yours, but it's theirs. That's why Michael Jackson had a lot of issues and got in trouble and got murdered, because he went as far as to taking the publishing from Sony, and that's a no-no. Okay, so...
Yeah.
And another thing with a contract, sister, I have heard, and I heard this. This was explained to me by a brother that he got. He told me that he went as far as to getting blackmailed by the industry. That when he went to sign the contracts, which were many papers, in one of them it said Baphomet, about giving your
Hold on. He said he's seen in the paperwork that he's seen Baphomet.
That's what
he's saying? All right. Well, hold tight on that one. We'll go to Akila. Go ahead. You got your chance. Give me here. Say something, please, and brief comment. What you think?
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. I just wanted to. Tell Brother Montu, thank you so much for coming on the show and enlighten us once again with some information that hopefully a lot of us will go back and do what you suggest, research. A lot of us have been blinded and we go on that belief and that faith system. And I think that we should really listen to Brother Amantu and break that cycle. Because once you break the cycle and you start researching and educating yourself, you can really recognize this illusional world that we're living in and actually kind of like create your own world because of the knowledge and the information. And I do also agree with you with a lot of the churches, that a lot of the churches do have us in slavery. So I just hope that with all these interruptions that the folks did stay online and we've learned so much. And, thank you, Brother.
They actually came back. I appreciate y'all who came back to the line. Let me go to 9240.
Hold on.
Let me get one more call before we – 9240. Go ahead. You've been waiting a long time.
Yeah, I'm here, brother. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Well, I want to thank the brother, first of all, for coming on tonight. And the information is so vital. As we can see, it's not by mistake that you kept getting cut off and more because you're talking about issues that matter, brother. And that's why they keep cutting it off. It's not by accident. You did not accidentally get off, or it's not a communication problem. They cut. Let's be clear about that.
I'm on the phone now.
Right. The information, the sister was talking about Michael Jackson earlier, about his death and so on and so forth. I hope a lot of these brothers and sisters that are out here that's trying to get into the music industry and the hip-hop and everything understand really what they're getting into. And like she was saying, like, because, you know, you come from a poor background and they know that and they throw all this money at you, and they know you got issues, they got problems. Who in their right mind is going to turn back and say no to millions of dollars of their contracts and go on shows and this and that? But you have to be careful. Like you said, like Michael Jackson, he's a hero. Michael Jackson went so far, we all know the reason why they killed Michael Jackson is because he's holding the rights to Elvis Presley and the Beatles. And because they couldn't get up, Sony trying to get him caught up when he did a music company, a concert, and then an album he put out, and they told him that the album didn't make as much money, so they tried to sue him, and they said, why don't you just give us the rights to the Beatles and the stuff back? And Michael Jackson said, hell no, I'm not giving you that. So they threw a couple concerts on him. They made him do like four or five concerts, knowing that, hoping that there's no way that he'd be able to fill out the concerts, but he did. And they threw another four concerts on him, and he filled those up as well. They were sold out in 2 weeks. The concerts were sold out. So with that happened, with that money, that means that he can pay Sony back the money that he owes them and has money and have money left over. So that's why the brother had to die. These brothers and sisters that are out here, and the same thing with brothers like Sam Cooke, who basically could finance the civil rights movement right out of his own pocket, and they knew that. They found out about that because you have these house Negroes that's running in the circle, went back and took information and told about what Sam Cooke was planning on doing. People that he trusted in the circle went back and turned on him, and then they took care of Sam Cooke, which just goes to show that how much it is. And like you said earlier about the lady that's we're so far from ourselves. Like you were talking about earlier about the 100-year-old white woman that's able to do stuff with her mind and stuff. We, at one time, our ancestors were able to do that. At that time, because we weren't breathing the same air. We didn't have all these pollutants. We didn't have all these foods that we're eating here, which is engineered anyways, engineered to keep the brainwash going. We have to understand that the food that you eat is programmed, is engineered to keep the condition, to keep you conditioned.
That's right.
And then when his brothers get in these shows, you see them, they come up. That's why you see a lot of artists, they come up, you see one or two albums, after a while you don't see them anymore because they don't want to convert. They don't want to be part of that madness. So they decide to just step back.
Yeah.
Okay, I made an album, I made this, I made that. I'm just going to walk away with what I got. I'm just going to leave the rest alone, you know, something.
And someone asked, go ahead, Montu, go ahead, make your point you wanted to talk about. Go ahead, you on the air.
Yeah, I just want to
one thing the sister came on that helped the other. I'm bad with names, so I can't remember who she was. But she came and she talked about the contracts. Everything she said is exactly right. And I can't put everything out there because it would take the whole show and 10 shows. You have to understand
yeah,
the public.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be doing more. We're going to be doing more. Don't worry. You're going to do some more. Go ahead.
What do you people do? She's exactly right about the publishing. That's where the money goes. But these people are very smart. When they see you know a lot, it's just like going to a used car salesman. When they find out, let's say you walk on the lot with somebody who used to be a used car salesman. No people know who walking on the lot with you. They'll lock your butt.
Somebody,
lock the door. They won't even
somebody make a noise. Somebody make a noise. Please help us.
And what will happen is they'll see that you know what's going on, and they'll try to block you. So once they know you know the game, that's a lot of artists can't make it back in the business because they figured it out and they lock them out. So she's exactly right. It's the publishing. Why do you think Cash Money still able to do what they do? Cash Money fought for them deals, and they knew Suge Knight, and they knew Suge showed them how to do it. That's why they hate Suge today. That's why I respect that man. Yeah, he dirty, but see, they mad because Suge Knight is just as dirty as they are. He used to come and shake them clowns down. They got scared of him. That's why they set him up. Mind you, now, Punk Puffy don't go to jail, but Suge Knight, the real nigga, he goes to jail. Okay? Puffy is the back door for Punk. We like him. The safe nigga, we like. Real nigga, we don't like them. Okay? So
that's why
they set him up, James Prince, Herb got it. Even Dame Dash was going to do something with it, with that whole publishing thing. But them jokers got wind of that. They said, uh-oh, it's time to call the fans. Get one of your buddies. All these people in fraternities and different stuff, the cops is, they call them up. They're connected. Hey, stuff on these jokers. They about to pull their resources together and block us out with a promotion, publishing company. Now, distribution is the other thing, not just publishing. Distribution. That's the other thing.
Well, distribution is the god of all music. Hold on. Let me get 777. You've been on the line for a minute. Make a comment, please. 7777. Triple quad 4-7. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, good evening, brother. Dry Bones. And another thought provoking. Nothing much, brother. Another thought provoking topic tonight, man. Monty Otef. Thank you for delivering, man. It's another eye opening and ear opening. Subject. Again, I think it goes back to us not really studying our adversary on all levels. We got to put into perspective that the history of these people and their interaction with us has been consistent in terms of their behavioral patterns and subjugating, controlling, manipulating from all areas. And I think this is the music and the industry, that's another genre, but they approach it within the same way from back then, during the time of their ancestors and their overtaking of Egypt and during that time period. It is the same similar tactic in terms of them going into covertly and manipulating, destroying, and eventually taking control over whatever they see as a avenue of controlling and manipulating the society. The music industry itself is no different. They put the same tactics to use, not only from divide and conquer, but also to manipulate and eventually subjugate. They pretty much control the industry. We can't really stay on the sideline just looking out and pointing out what they have done unless we're going to actually do something about it. A lot of these artists have not really banded together, or maybe the artists that they are allowing to come in and expose to the public are artists that they themselves are prepping and control. Hello?
I think that's it. I think what you hit on the note.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to let a hardcore artist that is going to say hell no, because he wouldn't last long. So whoever's in the game now has signed the contract with pure implicity that they are in agreement, because you wouldn't get that far if you're not in agreement.
Yeah, and there's a system, there's a structure, the architecture of the system where you have handlers, You have PR people. There, we have to understand how the network of how the system operates. To even to attack it, you would have to kind of maybe try to, you know, disconnect the webbing, you know, of how the structure is set up. These artists are not prepared for it, the ones that are coming in the street. A lot of them are coming from despotic conditions in their environment where they come from. So if they have a contract laid out in front of them for a couple of $1 million, they'll pretty much, you know, bite their leg off, not alone a relative or a friend or family. So
yeah.
They are aware of that.
Well,
and they,
about that for
they
me. You said about
yeah,
the
I mean,
because they know what? Our economics play a big part in this, because most of us are pretty much borderline poor. So they pretty
yeah.
much know that when you got a borderline poor society, you can almost take the great artist and just give him anything and he's gonna pretty much follow it. Like Brother Montu said. Saw that money trail. So what you think that, okay, when you say about the artists getting together, I don't think they would get together. What you think? I don't see the artists getting together because it'll blow their cover. They would lose their money.
I think a lot of the legends in the industry, like the first generation, I kind of say that, I would like to say a lot of them have done a disservice to the genre itself. It's like they've abandoned it. Not to take anything from them, because everyone is responsible for their own life. But you have the Scarfaces, you have the Ice Cubes, the Ice Teas, you have the, you know, the LL Cool J's. I mean, they've willfully, in a sense, abandoned a title given to them by just the fans, the people that brought them up to that level, and abandoned it. They pretty much sold it out. And they have not kind of returned to kind of maybe help the baby, you know, grow up straight. They have just allowed the baby to roam until the baby got reckless. The baby is hip-hop. The baby is rap. And a lot of them, could have come together and say, you know what, we know all the secrets. We know all the tricks of the trade. How about we get together and formulate a conglomerate together and take another route, or offer, or at least put something on the table as an alternative to the status quo of what rap is supposed to be, what hip hop is supposed to be. They haven't done that, and we have not called them to task on it. And it's always a fear, I think, that they.
There you go. I was going to say the fear. Now, Montu, I'm going to bring you back in. I want y'all to listen to this for a minute. And Montu, you jump on this right there. Now, this came from Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes spoke currently about the Illuminati obsession in hip hop, and he said it's now spiraling out of control, explaining how he's always been intrigued by the possible realities of a secret society, hierarchy, governments, and people that really pulls the strings, which now gives credence to his albums being called The Coming, When the Disaster Strikes, and Anarchy. Brother Montu, you see what I'm saying? It's like these brothers who are saying this are actually big in it. So are they like agents for what we are seeing now?
Well, are you talking about the rappers?
Well, yeah, Busta Rhymes is saying this in this particular. He's like saying he's always been intrigued by secret societies, hierarchy, governments, and people who pull the strings, like he, you know, and so his albums, to be called that, I would think that the record companies who control most of your visuals, most of your videos are controlled by the record company because they pay for them. I would think they would tell him, that's great, let's have anarchy, which is just outrageous looting and like the Pledge. It's like the Purge, anarchy, the Purge. You know, the Purge says anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing, bro. A lot of these guys get souped up with the mystique, and they believe that they're somehow in a high playing field. You got to realize, these boys coming from, you know, very harsh lives. You know, a lot of these boys coming from, remember, man, Busta Rhymes used to be the leader of the new school with a guy named Charlie Brown. And, you know, these guys were guys from the block, you know what I'm saying? You know, New York, they had a lot of boys who were hustling, man. They rapped a lot, danced, they've never really been around this kind of powerful people. You know what I'm saying? So when you give them this mystique about, oh, you're a part of this because you, them just been doing sex acts and stuff with these nasty people in the Hamptons and California and Miami and all that, it makes them feel like they're part of something. All it is a tool. You know what a tool is? When it gets old, you get your new one. So you notice he started hanging around Dr. Dre. He got on them steroids. He used to be a skinny dude. Now he's about to blow up. You look at Timbaland. Timbaland on them steroids. He's about to blow up, looking like a total fraud. These little nasty people like these little puffed up black dudes. You know what I'm saying? Read about Busta Rhymes. He done a lot of nasty stuff. So it's almost, if you notice, anytime they get these guys, you know these guys started losing weight. I'm gonna tell you another game. Check this out. If these guys come in, if they got a wife, they usually divorce their wife. Well, I'm saying they gotta divorce their wives all the time. It's real funny. They be with the woman sometimes, and they go up the ladder real quick. Then it's some amazing stuff what we see going around. So
they, you know, the funny thing.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. What I was going to say, again, it's a repetitive pattern. I don't know if many, if you go back into history during the Etruscan era, you find even back then the lifestyle that they had, where they had nude paintings, nude frescoes, all up in the southern part of Europe and northern part of Africa, where these people pretty much promoted and perpetuated this lifestyle, this way of living. Yep. You have to remember one of the main reasons for them being expelled out of Egypt at the time was because of the how the society had degraded to such a point where it just invoked a reaction from the African pharaohs at the time that came in and kicked these people out. So you have to understand it. This is nothing new. This is just part of their nature, and if given the power to rule for a long period of time, they would just revert to expressing that nature within them. So the brothers and sisters that are ignorant to that fact, they'll just become just tools to express what they are. These are brothers who have pretty much lost their mind to this system, to this fame. That they think gives them more value, but not knowing they're subjugated underneath the same idea and concept of these people that they know their history. These people know that they keep the connection going. It's we who have not did our due diligence in studying and knowing how they behave, what their beliefs are, and how they use it as part of their daily, you know, approach in dealing with other cultures, especially ours, to be African, definitely. So nothing's going to change. The music is just another fingerprint of what they've been able to do in all aspects. It covers politics.
I agree with you.
It covers economics.
Things won't change. I'm going to stick with that. Because this progression that we in, and we're going to close out in a little while, this progression that we in seems to be the down spiral. And not only is the down spiral, it could also be, and I want everybody to think about this too. When you're dealing with people who are so shrewd and have power over the most powerful mediums, telephone, TV, all kind of social mediums, they can fake us out, y'all, by making events seem bigger or less than what they are. Right now, you haven't heard anything about the things that are going on with the people being filed into FEMA camps right now called immigrants from Mexico. You ain't heard nothing about it. It's a little bit of news, but nothing major. Unless you go on to the Internet and look up the states that are experiencing this, you will see the severity of what's happening. Disease is being brought in also. Now, these are things that let's just say these foreign councils of power have already orchestrated. They're sitting backstage, phase 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we just now having to deal with the people, and that's what makes me a little bit frightened. Our people are so at the infant stage. And I want y'all to realize this. When you join the Army, the first thing you are called is an infant tree. The key word is infant. You're a baby. They don't have a problem sacrificing babies. And our people are infants in mind thinking at this point. Yeah, you got a percentage of us who are up there thinking, I ain't going to never take that back. They don't know, you know, everybody, even people in the streets, who I call a mother wit. A lot of smart street people. I take them over to people who have been to college any day. But street people know that something's going wrong. But we have to understand our ability right now to create a haven for us has been totally, totally in a shambles right now. We have been totally conned. And so our thinking got to change, y'all, and it got to be severe. And can't be no, oh, yeah, we'll take it. No, we got to be severe. Everything we talked about 15 years ago is already happening. The Agenda 21,
yeah.
Totally takeover.
Yeah.
Detroit, you name it. Y'all don't realize. I don't care about these other shows telling you that you are going to be able to do some miraculous thing. If it was that miraculous, then these leaders that went to jail such as mine and such as others should have been out by now. But they end up dying in jail or coming out dying. So we got to wake up to the reality. I don't think we get it, y'all. This messianic belief system that they fed us, that we got to have one guy that's going to tell us all the answers, is bullshit. Get that to your head. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Ain't one guy got no damn answer.
Yeah, and you have to understand, these people have they have a structured order of a system of elimination from assassinations all throughout history in their records. And they keep records of these. I mean, and it's clear as day, and we've lost many African leaders during the Pan-African leaders that they cold-bloodedly assassinated. This is how they operate. And they
Brother Matu, I'm gonna let you say just your piece, and then I'm gonna close it out now because we're getting late into the hour. Many of you, I appreciate all you have stayed on, and we do have a good number of you guys. I appreciate all you who have stayed on, and I want y'all to do me one favor. We have a website that offers business promotion things, event. For $2, because I know we black, $2 a month to advertise whatever you want. Please, please don't let me think that y'all can't give $2 to advertise events that we know we need. Brother Montu, go ahead, say your piece, and we're going to take it to the next level, which would be out of here.
Well, last thing I want to say tonight, I hope everybody enjoyed it. Hopefully
yes,
I come back on and drop some more.
No doubt about that. No doubt.
I want to talk about dealing with Sister and Brother about the publishing. We're going to the distribution. We're going to talk about what happened with Suge Knight, Dame Dash. We're going to show how these culture vultures got together, found some sucker niggas to actually one big camel head who sold them boys out. That's why he got his little power. That Negro right there. Everybody know what I'm talking about. And he got another nigga, little high nigga in the movies, went right back and told them culture vultures everything. Everything. And put all them boys under surveillance. That's why that nigga can't go back to the hood. He ever come back to the hood, he'll blow his toes off. He know that. You know better. All that money he got, he can't come back. When you sell your soul with them demons, you better stay with them demons. If you come back out there in the hood, they eat you alive. So we're going to talk about that next time.
Yeah.
But I hope everybody, every name, I'll do some research on these people. The last thing I want to leave before I leave, David Geffen, Ray Starks, Calvin Klein, Aaron Speller, Barry Diller, Sandy Geller, Clive Davis, Jimmy Iovine, Rick Root, Russell Fiddle, Steve Stout, Live Cole, Kevin Live. Everybody know P. Duty Booty Hole Diddy. All these demons I just named. Do some research on those people. The people that fought against these people, man. Give it up for Cat Williams, you know, even though he had to come back in the fold. But they want him. They already got him on something else now. Professor Grimm, Dave Dash, Jay Prince, Suge Knight, John Lennon, Elvis Presley, they all fought these people. Tupac, Biggie. They all fought these evil people. But every time they fought, these people ended up dead or they've destroyed their career. When is this going to stop, people? When is the people going to stand up to these people?
Yeah. And that's it right there. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, we can do a lot of talking about, you know, what we're going to do, but the bottom line is each one of you got the power to help somebody to understand. I ain't say go reach the tens of masses. Just tell somebody. Come, if you're not able to tell somebody, just put them on these shows. We're not the only show. If you know other people, give them. It's not even about me, because we are on to the final frontier, y'all. When you got municipalities talking about taking your checks, you got municipalities talking about cutting funding, I don't care what people say about what they wear. You can wear all the regalia you want. You can wear all the colors you want. But unless we come together and strategize on how to fight this on a reality level, Not no fantasy, mythological level, a real level, then they're going to keep winning because they are winning this because they got us in fantasy world. They didn't make Disney World for nothing. They got that thing all over the earth, putting Mickey Mouse as the Magic Kingdom all over the earth. And they are definitely doing it. I had my daughters come back from Japan. They sent me back the Black Buddha. Is only seen three times a year, y'all, in Japan by all the shoguns. I will show that later on to prove that they deal in serious metaphysics. Three times a year, the Black Buddha seen. Nobody can see them but three times a year. And they say it's humongous. We must realize our strength. We must realize that our people, as much as we love them, and we're going to get into that, our people have been brainwashed through slavery at such a level. That's why these movies that we've been watching, 12 Years a Slave, that was a wake-up call for anybody who called themselves Moors and everything else. Let me ask y'all this one thing, y'all. I don't have a problem with that if you're going to actually produce documentation that will show me that an army is going to come back and get you. I will submit. If you can give me documentation, all you claim this, of an army that is going to come back to get you because you are sovereigns, I will submit. You find me where an army said they're going to come back and get you because you over here and they're supposed to come get you. You let me know. I'll be the first to bring you on the show. I'll be the first to be an advocate. If you can give me the documentation where some army supposed to come get you. But until then, you in the same boat as me. You ain't no better than me, and ain't no better than you. But you in the same boat. So all this telling me you got...
When that happens, let me know. I'll sign up too.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Y'all let me know. Because according to the Sovereignty Treaty, the army supposed to come get you.
Yeah.
Or they're supposed to say, give us our people back. Until I see that, you are just wearing masquerade outfits. So until we see that, we're going to let that be known. Y'all wearing masquerade outfits, period. Y'all can not challenge me. Come on my show, and y'all bring me on. I noticed none of you ever noticed Brother Montu and Brother, I haven't been asked to go on none of these shows that I let these brothers go. Come on.
Well, you know what that is, brother.
I'll try to explain.
You know what that is, brother. You ever heard that?
I had them all on here. I had all the babes you can ask to be coming on here. I can't get on the show because I'm going to ask some questions that you might need to answer. But they won't come on here. They won't come. They'll come and get off. But they won't come and let me on the show and answer some tough questions like, where is the damn army?
Well, it'll never happen. And they've been...
They've been breeding this passivity into our culture for a long time. Yeah, have you ever noticed there have never been a movie, knowing that we know about pharaohs like Khafra that took armies all up into Europe and kicked them out, they would never show a movie showing a strong black military army anyway. So they don't even have examples to go by. So I don't think they'll have them, Brother Dry Bones. They've bred passivity into us for so long. Lip service.
Go ahead. Who
Dry Bones,
are you
referring to the treaty with the Morocco army?
I'm referring to the Treaty of Friendship and Peace that we've been having. Now, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I did more study on George Traficant's speech, which is only Cynthia McKinnon, y'all. Cynthia McKinnon was the only one that was black out the caucus that took and to start making a movement from after that. And you see what they did to her in Georgia, where all these so-called Moors are at, where all these so-called people
are
claiming to have.
So basically you're saying that these Moors, they're an illusion. They have a faith-believing system similar to the church system.
I'm saying this.
So they're believing?
I don't have.
So you're saying?
They might be good people. They might be good people. I have no problem being good people. I'm talking about the ideology-wise, that Hebrew Israelites. And many of you know I was in the Yahwehs for years. The biggest organization in Miami, Florida, was Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Did more than most of these so-called okey-dokes. Had hotels and everything. But when he went to court, he had Ellis Rubin. Look up that man's last name. We have some of the greatest leaders who claim these things, but when it's time to show. That makes us have a schism in our heads because our leaders could not produce what they've been telling us all those brainwashing years that we was in there. We've been in there for 10 years, 15, 20. But when it's time for the actual get down, they go the opposite way of what they taught us, and it causes us to have a schism. And that's been done because we believe in messiahship only. And that's been the biggest problem, and that's what rap has done. Rap has to have a messiah figure. It's either going to be Lil Wayne, he's the messiah figure of rap. Now it's Jay-Z one. See, we too busy realizing that rappers are everywhere. Everywhere. There's some rappers better than the guys that's on these studios. So I think people on the street rap better than some of the people that's making money. But they don't have that position because they have not signed that contract. But I'm saying that all our people who've been talking this stuff, we had Hidden Colors 3. Hidden Colors 3 just came out, y'all. We should be analyzing that. Are they lying to us, or are they telling us the truth? I don't want to hear about some Moors did so much stuff, and then they don't tell them that they was on the same ship with Columbus. I don't want to hear about somebody telling me about some people telling about a treaty of friendship and peace, even though it was signed, and I see only Arabs in our community. They have that treaty for them. I want y'all to think about reality before we leave tonight. How many stores do you see that are Arab? And then you go look up how they got those stores. They got taxation, none. They weren't taxed. 7 years, interest free. You put it in an urban neighborhood, you get even more benefits. Some of them we don't even have. We don't even shop at them all day long, and they still get more stuff than the average grocery store. They got everything in there, hair products, you name it, they got it. Now, how are they able to do that? Because maybe, just maybe, if we use our senses, that treaty was never meant for us. It was used for the Arab House of Saud, which is controlling right now in the Middle East, which we are in, I won't say we, which America, British Empire is in cahoots with.
The Vatican.
I'm going to get to the Vatican. We can't get into that now, but we're going to get into the Vatican at another time. But I want everybody on here who knows what we're talking about, get some people on this here, and let's prove tonight, and not tonight, but further in the future when we do our little, and we're not just going to use emotional talk. I got facts. I like Sarasetti. I love Sarasetti. Sarasetti is one of my favorite people, House of Consciousness up there. Dr. Cabo was just saying he was there with Ray Hagan. And these brothers come out, and they do good debates. But he always killing them. He's number one in winning, y'all. And he comes with comedic talk. Semitic knowledge. The Moors don't even stand up to them that's promoting this Moorish stuff here in America. And you heard Dr. Carver say, he said, well, the Moorish science ain't the same Moors we talk about. We got to stop making the distinction, y'all, because we're being deceived on a massive scale. Because we thinking that these Moors are the same Moors of Morocco. Uh-uh. No, we not going there. Take your ass to Morocco, everybody. See what happens to you. I challenge everybody who claims they some high sultan or grand sharif or grand sheriff, whatever you are, go to Morocco and see how they're treating blacks. Go there. Prove me wrong. Because our people are being deceived by our own people. And that has been the biggest problem in the liberation of a people, is that there's a people in front of you that is the vanguard for your stumbling. And those people need to be dealt with. And those people are those who claiming these fictitious titles, messianic titles, that they can't even perform. Because I'll tell you straight up, y'all know I'm not making this up. Every one of their leaders, including the one I was with, went and got Jewish lawyers, went and got other nations as lawyers, and even went and got lawyers. I thought we wasn't supposed to have lawyers. I thought attorneys were bad for you. But yet they went and got them. And then you think our people ain't confused? You confuse them even more. Because you're claiming these dudes as your teachers, and yet not telling the people that, hey, you know what, my teacher said he was God. I'm going to tell you, my teacher told me he was God. Said he was the grand master of the celestial lodge. Told me his name was all over in the Tetragrammaton. And guess what? He was on Miami Beach with the high zealots. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? We got Farrakhan who ain't saying nothing. He's dealing with Ron L. Hubbard, Scientology, straight comic book, fictitious writer who made that shit up. Now, whether or not he has some knowledge, we can look into that. That's called analyzing. Let's look into it. Let's see if he was who he said he was. But right now, I don't think Elijah Muhammad mentioned Dianetics. I just don't think he did. But maybe he did. Who knows? I don't think he did. But then, we watching TV, y'all. And I'm going to cut this show. We're almost at the bottom out. We watching Housewives of Atlanta. We watching all this stuff. And then we want to come out and say, oh, we you can't be telling me you studying and then have us have a conversation. You know, I'm going to tell you what we go through, and I'm going to leave this alone. You ever talk to coworkers who don't like you really because they feel that you know what you're talking about, but they don't want to let the people know you know that you're talking about the truth? Other people validate you that some other nation. They'll say, man, how'd you know that? But you ever notice our people don't want to admit, hey, man, you're saying some deep stuff. No, they're going to be like, yeah, you are all conspiracy. You are all conspiracy. First thing I said, didn't they conspire to kill Jesus? They looked stupid then. Didn't Pontius Pilate say, how can we get Jesus? So if they don't know about conspiracies, walk away from them, y'all. They don't even know who killed their goddamn God. Have not a clue. So I'm going to leave it on that, because when we come back Monday, next Monday, I want everybody to remember, I asked y'all to tell me what is A-I-O-U. That was the vowels that we learned as children. The vowels we learned as children, y'all look that up, I guarantee you, you will realize you've been brainwashed from the conception of learning English. So, everybody, thank y'all. I couldn't do the show without y'all. Thank Akilah, Mr. Akilah from Atlanta, Georgia, doing a great job. Appreciate your you just stay with me, sister, because you know I'm out there. I'm trying to get the people. I get upset. I think Sister Malika, international Latin correspondent, who is bringing the Black Latin world in here. Thank you, brother Montu, because you're doing your duties. And I know my brother Luck from the Temple of Ptah, and I hope the Temple of Ptah brother start listening, because this is your venue, y'all. Why are we paying people to talk about stuff we know? Why are we paying people to talk about what we already know when we should just be doing it ourselves? We bring the people down here for thousands of dollars to say the stuff we already know. It's time to wake up, everybody. It's time to wake up. Some $1,000 that we give people to talk about what we know, we could have already put it into the think tank to start bringing in more information that would help. You ever heard of literature, y'all? I hate to say it to people. Literature is the first form of propaganda. Everybody should know this by now. When you write literature or pamphlets, that's propaganda. We might have to start going into that. So when you spend money on all these people that we've been doing, instead of saying, let's spend the money on propaganda to get our people to see this door-to-door, the Internet is the biggest propaganda machine in reaching people. Let's use that. But if you're not on the Internet doing that, or you're on the Internet doing all this, you know, superfluous stuff that don't make no sense, then you cannot say you're in the struggle. People in the struggle are on the Internet getting information out. They're out there meeting people. That's activism. Brothers in the lodge, brothers in the craft, wake your sorry asses up and stand up. Y'all wearing all kind of shit, don't even know what y'all wearing. Half of you are not even doing what y'all said y'all was going to do. This is not a game, y'all. These people are operating in their science. I remember, I'm going to leave you on this last quote. Watch Obama's speech when he first came into his inauguration. He said, I'm going to bring science into its rightful place. Think about what that meant and why he said it in front of Denver, Colorado, Get High Capital. That's where he made his inaugural speech at when he first came in. And he was on Mount Olympus in the backdrop, which is the Greek fraternity of the Boule. Good night, everybody.